Another option you have at your disposal is Configure Mediagram. This lets you select from the different math operations used to calculate values inside the circle tracks. Max will provide the maximum value of any grid cell centroid in the circle, and min will provide the minimum value of any grid cell centroid. Sum will add the values of 316 grid cells and provide one number. The mean provides the average value. The median provides the middle of the ordered values. Standard deviation provides the spread of the data, which is the root of the average of the square differences from the mean. Range difference is the max minus the min. Amplitude is the maximum of the absolute values of the max and min. Now let's take a look at a hypothetical example. Assume that 20 by 20 grid box overlaid on the circle is split into four quadrants, and each cell in that quadrant is assigned the same value. Each quadrant contains 100 total grid cells, 79 of which contain their centroid inside the circle. Thus, you have 79 negative 5s, 79 2s, 79 negative 2s, and 79 zeros. Let's perform some calculations. The max is 2. The min is negative 5. Adding up 79 values in each of the four quadrants and then adding the sums of each quadrants together nets a sum of negative 395. Dividing the sum of negative 395 by the total number of grid points which have their centroid inside the circle, which is 316, yields a mean of negative 1.25. The median is negative 1. Standard deviation is calculated to be 2.59. Range difference is the max minus the min, so it's 7. And lastly, the amplitude is the maximum of the absolute values of the max and min, so it's 5. Keep in mind that the grid box has been upgraded from 20 by 20 to 100 by 100. Thus, it is no longer 316 grid cells that contain their centroids inside the circle. Instead, it is 7,900. But for the purpose of showing how data is calculated, this example serves its purpose, as the 100 by 100 grid would be a much too cluttered visual.